Welcome, Joan. Thanks for coming in to the studio again. We're going to be talking today about this trip on Sunday of Pope Benedict's visit to Lamezia Terme, which is, of course, down in the southern
Calabria
region here in Italy. Now, it's a kind of an interesting trip, isn't it?
Well, it's an interesting trip, and actually, it's also been a very interesting week. I'm sure that the Pope has spent a number of his days working on the homily, the Angelus reflections, and other talks. And so the week, oddly enough for the Pope who has returned to Rome, the week was fairly quiet. He returned to Rome on last Saturday, and the lights went on in the Apostolic Palace for the first time in 85 days.
I hadn't counted. That's how many days he was gone up in Castel Gandolfo.
We miss it. Those of us who live near the Apostolic Palace, the top floor at night, always has, there's two windows lit up. One is the Pope's study. The other is his secretary's study. And so those windows, when they're dark, when he's away on a trip, when he's at Castel Gandolfo, and it's been that way for 85 days. So Sunday was his first activity in Rome, obviously the Angelus, and he appeared at his window to a very large crowd in a beautifully sun-splashed square. We've had gorgeous weather. And the other event of the papal event of the week, well, there were two, was the Wednesday audience.
Of course, he made an appeal for the Horn
exactly.
of Africa, which is suffering
the famine. Yeah, he appealed to the international community to aid the victims of this humongous, indescribable famine in the Horn of Africa. So the Wednesday audience, his appeal, and then Friday he did meet a group of bishops, another group of bishops in town on their ad limina. But again, basically a pretty quiet week as he prepares for Lamezia. Now, it's very interesting. We mentioned this was in the Calabria region of Italy, the southern part of this boot-shaped country. And I've been told by many people, because this is a region I do not know very well, that it's very, very beautiful. And what's interesting is the city, the municipality of Lamezia Terme, and Terme means thermal, as in thermal baths, it was only created in January 1968. And it was a whole bunch of little towns that were put together and became Lamezia. Now, interestingly enough, they have a patron saint. I don't think we think of cities in our country as having patron saints, but Lamezia's patron saint is Saints Peter and Paul. And of course, we talk a lot about that every year. The pallium is giving out and so forth. That's on June 29th, mm-hmm. naturally. Well, what's one of the interesting things about Lamezia, and we'll talk in a moment about his schedule, the Pope's schedule, is that there's a castle there that's actually an ensemble of ruins. But in 1122, Pope Callistus II resided here for 15 days. But, I mean, if you go throughout Italy, you're going to discover, popes and cardinals
hundreds
and so forth.
Oh, exactly. Castles and palaces.
Where they lived and what they built and where they're buried and everything else. One of the more interesting parts, really, of the Pope's entire day is the scheduled visit to the Certosa and the Carthusian Fathers. This week, of course, on the 6th of October, as we do every year, the Church celebrated the Feast of St. Bruno. And he was actually born in Cologne. This is a saint that the Holy Father has apparently followed and throughout his life. He knows a great deal about St. Bruno. He actually, St. Bruno, founded the Carthusian Order, and he founded the Order's first two communities. He was a very celebrated teacher in France, and he was a close advisor of a former pupil of his, Pope Urban II. And so when the Pope goes to visit one of these communities founded by St. Bruno, he will be visiting a place of a man that he greatly admires. And there's a real interesting story, if I can mention this. After St. Bruno's death, the Carthusians, who were in Calabria, they followed a frequent custom of the Middle Ages. I didn't know about this. They dispatched a roll bearer, R-O-L-L, a servant of the community who had a long roll of parchment hung around his neck, who traveled throughout Italy, France, Germany, and England, stopping to announce the death of Bruno. And in return, the church's communities or chapters inscribed upon his roll in this roll of parchment, in prose or verse, the expressions of their regrets. And apparently, there were so many. A lot of these, there were more than one roll, and some of them have been lost, but apparently there are a few that have been saved, and it looks like the Pope will be seeing those. It's on the Pope's schedule to see one of those rolls. I have learned. And there's an interesting motto for the Pope's visit. I don't know if our listeners know, but every visit he makes, if it's 5 hours or 5 days, always has a motto. And this is his motto is from the Acts of the Apostles. And Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." And if we want to look at the Pope's agenda, we have a morning arrival, 9:15 from Rome. We have the greetings by the institutional authorities, as the Vatican calls them, that is to say the civil and religious authorities. And the schedule includes, of course, I think our listeners know, as any papal trip does, the Eucharistic celebration, followed by the recitation of the Angelus, reflections on various topics. There is, as there are on all papal trips, a lunch with the bishops of the diocese, archdiocese, wherever he is visiting. In the afternoon is when the visit is scheduled to the Certosa, to this community of Carthusians in Calabria. So a day that's filled with travel, and that's a pretty fair distance from Rome to Calabria, but there is no event scheduled for youth or religious leaders. Very often, of course, the Pope meets with religious leaders, priests, seminarians, and so forth.
This is also part of a series of visits in Italy to the various archdioceses. No?
Right, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And you'll see more of the, if it was a trip, it's going to be outside of Italy, that's going to be several days long. That's when you're going to see the individual meetings, again, with religious, priests, seminarians, young people, so forth and so on. If people go and visit the website of the Archdiocese of La Mezza Terme, you will actually see the emblem of the visit of the Pope, which again certainly refers to the motto that they chose about rise and walk. And again, this is a thermal location, so there could be a health spa. There could certainly be some relationship there. And it was actually a nun, Sister Ecclesia. I love that. Sister Ecclesia Pereira, a Benedictine, at the Monastery of the Resurrection, very near where the Holy Father is visiting. And she designed this emblem, and you see the temple on it, you see the paralyzed man, you see crutches, and then you see a net with fish. So go out and be a fisher of men, and you see the cross. So this monastery that this nun comes from, who drew this emblem, again, it's on the website, it's a house for retreats where she lives, and people can come, and organizations, parishes, whatever, organize retreats there. It's supposed to be a very, very beautiful place. And it also has a laboratory which makes icons and tapestries. So if I'm ever in Calabria, I think I'll go visit that that laboratory.
Well, I can see you've done your homework.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that's all we have time for, but thanks again, Joan. I understand you won't be back in for the next couple of weeks, so we'll be missing you.
I'm giving some talks in America. I am indeed, so I'll be back in these studios in about 2 weeks' time.
Okay, great. Look forward to it. Thanks again. Bye-bye.